This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. For all you brave souls that would like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The first hour, oh, by the way, yeah, again, 1-866-582-9933. The first hour, we spent time on Paul Ryan and how he betrayed the American people through his first legislative act, through a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill. And the omnibus bill was passed because they didn't want anybody to actually critique the bill, or did they want to take the time to debate the bill? They wanted to shove it down your throats. And by the way, that bill fundamentally transformed America, because the American people allowed these people to act out of their scope of authority to lay to your debt and to your posterity's debt a tax which you did not approve. And then we began to talk about how Donald Trump is, well, I just got an email yesterday, proudly endorsing Paul Ryan, who nobody trusts. And we're told by some other radio programs out there that, you know, we have proof now that he's not an insider. Well, then let me just ask you something. You can't have it both ways. Because if you do, you're going to get shot from both sides, right? I mean, did you hear about the guy that wore a shirt that was on? Represented the Northern Army, and then he wore pants that represented the Southern Army. He got shot from both sides. It didn't work out very well, did it? But here we have Donald Trump endorsing Paul Ryan. And then we got over to other things on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then we finally got to an ISIS kill list on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then I said, America, wake up as to who ISIS is. And over the last probably 35 minutes, I have been highlighting Barack Hussein Obama's advocations concerning the Muslims, even funneling over $900 million of U.S. taxpayer dollars to Hamas. Oh, and by the way, I got that from Breitbart. If you'd like to see that article, please go to Breitbart. And keep in mind, Andrew Breitbart was killed, and so was the guy that did his autopsy. And so was Tom Clancy, because they were going to come forward with information a week and a half later to bring forth information to the American people that was going to destroy Barack Hussein Obama as being an agent for the Saudi Arabians. And people are just letting that lay too, right? But let me go on here. It was Barack Hussein Obama who funded with U.S. dollars mandatory Arabic language and culture studies in grammar schools across America. Folks, you are being infiltrated. This is not a Trojan horse. It's happening. They're not doing this discreetly. They're not doing it covert-likely. Like anymore, friends. They're not doing it in a concealed matter. They're doing this in the light of day. It was Barack Hussein Obama that followed the Muslim custom of not wearing any form of jewelry during Ramadan. It was Barack Hussein Obama who departs for Hawaii over the Christmas season to avoid criticism and past criticism for not participating in seasonal White House religious Christian events. Yet he claims to be a Christian. Nothing could be further from the truth. It was Barack Hussein Obama who Istically quick to join the chorus of the Muslim Brotherhood to depose and to depose of Egypt's Hosni Mubarak, formerly America's strongest ally in North Africa, but remain muted in your nonsense to the Brotherhood-led slaughter of Egyptian Christians. Do you not see where this is going, America? It's Barack Hussein Obama who appointed as your chief advisor Valerie Jarrett, an Iranian who is a member of the Muslim Sisterhood, an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. It was Barack Hussein Obama that said, this country is not a Christian nation. Hey, folks, again, he can go ahead and call it whatever he wants to. He's playing with fire, and friends, he's going to get burned. Rest assured. God on the side of man is always in the majority. Forget that not. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. It was also Barack Hussein Obama who said that the Muslim call to worship is the most beautiful sound on earth. America, what is it that you need? What is it that talk show hosts need to say? I've shared with you in the past that this administration and others have been caught with a smoking gun in hand over and over and over and over and over again. But yet they just kind of sit back and laugh it off. You know, it kind of reminded me a little bit of when my mom used to smoke cigarettes. She used to roll the windows all the way up because she wanted to get her money's worth. And she would smoke those cigarettes and it'd be like, Mom, do you want some ketchup for your cigarettes? And she would turn around and look at me and my brother, and she'd say, you never want to smoke these rotten things, as she took another puff. Oftentimes, she'd even have another cigarette lit before the first cigarette is completely gone with. It's like, do as I say, but don't do as I do. It reminds me of politicians of the day, doesn't it? I mean, folks, you've heard of the popular teacher Barbara DeAngelis, haven't you? See, she teaches dads and moms throughout the country as to how to make love and marriage work. She makes millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. Did you know that Barbara DeAngelis, she's been married and divorced 5 times? America, you need to know who you follow. Follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. How about our former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy? You know who he actually chose under Bill Clinton? Whoopi Goldberg, to prevent teen pregnancy. And of course, on his board resided none other than Whoopi Goldberg. Did you know that she had several abortions, friends? Folks, you need to know who you listen to. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. First of all, welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of President Bill Clinton. That's a sign that you see before you cross over into Arkansas on the border. And it said, in compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender. America, you've known that he's a sex offender. You've known that he's a rapist, President Bill Clinton, for years. What about Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera ripping off their clothes for the world to see all, and then they have the audacity to get up to the pulpit to receive their awards only to thank Jesus Christ, when in fact nobody rebuked them more than Jesus Christ? Man, it's crazy how that works. Folks, you need to know who you allow to influence you. Or what about Madonna when she was asked to tone down her sexual innuendos? She said, I plead the fifth. You know, and then she was asked by Mr. King on CNN some time back, so what is it that your daughter watches? Madonna said, my daughter's not allowed to watch that filthy garbage. Oh, but it's good enough for you, isn't it, America? Now she's writing books for children. Whose footsteps do you suppose that these kids that read her books will follow in?
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you'd like to go to Genesis Communication Network, if you want to know how I'm gauging as to what's going on out there, you're making this the number one radio show. Go to Genesis Communication Networks. You can see the top GCN live streams out of 88 shows. You have us as the number one radio show. We appreciate that. And we appreciate your listenership. I also want to let you know that if you call in all sincerity, I don't think I've ever been rude to anybody that's ever called in that was sincere. If you want to be insincere, you can do that too, but then you go at your own risk. We can contend. That's how it works. We're here to contend for the faith. We're here doing some serious work on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Why? Because we have a country to save, friends. And I can't do that alone. The only thing I can do is offer what's in my heart that God has put there for you. And I want to tell you what real love does. It does exactly what we're doing right now. It doesn't conceal. It doesn't compromise. It doesn't debate the truth. It doesn't overlook the truth. It tells the truth because the truth is what sets men free. That's why people listen to this radio show. So therefore, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, love to hear from you. We've been talking about over the first hour, now in the second hour, be careful, friends, as to who you follow outside of the Christ, because every single time where you compromise and depart from the living God is where you're going to get in trouble. And we have been talking about Barbara DeAngelis, who's teaching parents how to make love and marriage work, making millions of dollars, just like the politicians, because they take them for face value rather than to judge them by their fruit. Barbara DeAngelis has been married and divorced 5 times. Know who you follow. Then we talked about Whoopi Goldberg, who was picked on the commission concerning teen pregnancy by Bill Clinton, who is a rapist. We know that he's a rapist. Ask the women that have been raped by him. The state acknowledges that he's a rapist. Okay? He picked Whoopi Goldberg, who had, to prevent teen pregnancy, who had several abortions. Then we talked about Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera. Folks, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Ripping their clothes off for the world to see and then getting up and receiving their rewards and then thanking Jesus Christ who rebuked them for their compromises. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Know who you allow to influence you. Then we talked about Madonna, who was asked to tone down her sexual innuendos back in the 90s. She said, I plead the fifth. In other words, I can do what I want to do and say what I want to say, which is untrue, America. We have laws in this country. Then she was asked by Mr. King on CNN late night, so what is it that your daughter watches on television? She said, my child is not allowed to watch that filthy garbage. See, but America, it's okay for you to watch that filthy garbage. As a matter of fact, it was said that Madonna, this is a fact, Madonna said concerning the gay agenda, just keep it out there. The American people, they will succumb to it sooner or later. You know, and what's interesting about this hypocrite is, again, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And we started the show off concerning Matthew 23. They say, but they do not. I want you to think about this. Madonna's writing books for children. Whose footsteps do you suppose that these kids that read her books will follow in, if any, by the way? And then there's R. Kelly, who's a soul hip-hop musician who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity. He was praised in the USA Today for writing a song concerning those that have AIDS. That's all his songs do is promote sexual promiscuity. As a matter of fact, in 2002, R. Kelly was indicted for 21 counts of child pornography. But again, our injustice system let him off because he had enough money to give to a judge to blind the eyes of truth concerning the American people. Look at the message that's being sent, friends. See, if the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide. So you have to ask yourself, what do those you follow stand for? And mark this, you will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. Shut the television off. Get into the Word and read the Constitution as well, in that order. How they stand that you follow or fall is how you will stand or fall. I just want you to know what we're talking about is all important, friends, because we've seen Paul Ryan. We've seen Donald Trump now endorsing Paul Ryan. Look at the damage that Paul Ryan has done to this country. And we're told by those on other networks, friends, and even on this network, Genesis Communication Networks, that we know and we now have truth that Donald Trump is not an insider. Well, then why is he doing business with them? And by the way, I'm not refuting that. I'm just simply saying that a birds of a feather, folks, they flock together. And how can two walk together unless they be agreed? And to come out, I say I proudly endorse the guy that just laid $1.1 trillion through an omnibus bill that was shoved down your throats illegally and, might I add, unconstitutionally on the backs of the American people to let illegals into this country. But in front of everybody, we're saying that we need to stop this. But behind closed doors, we're endorsing the people that actually are funding these programs illegally. I want you to understand when I say illegally, it is illegally. Then we started to talk about ISIS kill list names, 15,000 American Christians targeted for death in America. How is it that they've been so emboldened? Then we took the time, America, to go over and see that Barack Hussein Obama has been not only advocating, but aiding the enemy within and without for 7 3/4 years, attacking you. But how couldn't they? I shared with you in the past, my friend, who's a former CIA agent, who said to me, Bradley, you need to tell your listeners that Barack Hussein Obama's objective is to destroy the Constitution and the Christian heritage in the United States of America. I mean, as if we needed to even talk about that. So let's go over to this. What is it that men have learned from history? You ready for this? Number one, this is what men have learned from history. Number two, this is what men have learned from history. Number three, this is what men have learned from history. Number four, this is what men have learned from history. Number five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 points that men have learned from history. As I travel the road of life, I find it very interesting how men who lived so long ago and experienced so much of life were able to see what was coming in the future, not to mention what they saw in their own day. As a matter of fact, a philosopher named Aristotle could not have hit the nail on the head any closer than he did when he said, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Tolerance and apathy. Now, I remember looking at a book once that was titled What Men Have Learned from History, and as I opened the 100-page book, I found that the pages were completely all blank. Nothing on them. The point was well made. See, men don't learn from history, and unfortunately, society has proven this to be the case over and over again. In America today, you can see the clear digression in society, which was once evil in our eyes, some now call good. Read Isaiah 5:21 when you get a moment. The high standards of virtue and morality that were once considered to be the foundation of our families, which they still are now laughed at and called old-fashioned and outdated. And yet, Scripture tells us in Jeremiah 6:16, we're to go back to the old paths. See, we now live in a nation where tolerance has become some sort of virtue, and intolerance for the things that go against God's word is called hate rather than love. See, the truth is, God is love, 1 John 4:8, and God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. Yet America has now become so wise in her own eyes that its people have become fools, Romans 1:22. Where are the wise men? The Lord said through Jeremiah. Where are the great men? Where are the faithful among men? You can't find them. See, those who fought, bled, and died for our country to establish our Constitution and the enumerated laws, those who sacrificed to make us free, were looked upon as heroes. Now those who stick to the Constitution and fight to make sure it's adhered to are demonized, criticized by the state-run media, and labeled intolerant haters. Hey, folks, let them call you names. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot. A bunch of little criminals. We now live in a country where evangelical Christians are labeled by our own military as the number one on the list of terrorists. Did you know that? When if it were not for the evangelical Christians found in the Black Robe Regiment of the day, who were the true heroes that preceded our heroes, namely the forefathers, who fought to give us this country. Hey, folks, if it wasn't for the Black Robe Regiment, we could not have a nation to label anyone anything. Boy, it's amazing what people do once they're given freedom. If they fought for it, it's amazing how they'll treat it. And if they didn't fight for it, it's amazing how they'll trample it. Isn't that true? I could go off on another analogy right there. But for the sake of sticking to what have men learned from history, we're going to come right back to this in just a couple moments, and then we're going to jump over and we're going to try to hit another topic which goes line upon line, precept upon precept. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You know, it's interesting, we're talking about what men have learned from history, and I made 10 points silently, and there's a reason I was silent, because men have not learned from history. It was Aristotle who said tolerance and apathy are the last virtue of a dying society. I'm just sharing this thought right now. And I got to tell you too, friends, right when I got off the last segment, there's an urgency about what I'm telling you. What does that mean? I don't always know what it means until after the fact, and it's like, okay, that's what this was about. But there's an urgency. There's an urgency of the American people to take heed to what's being said on this radio program. There's an urgency about responding to heaven. Yeah. I'm trying to process my thought right now, because I'm just, my heart's kind of bubbling up on me right now. I got to tell you, friends, that listen to this show 6 days a week, I cannot stand. I have zero tolerance for people who just talk. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people out there that's all they do is just talk. And you know what they do the next day? They talk some more. And I'll tell you what's worse than that is when they don't give you the answers that you need. And I was just talking about some of the things that were going on in the country right now, that because they're going on is because the American people have compromised, or they've tolerated compromise through others. And the reason that compromise has grown into a tree of corruption is because of the tolerant and the apathetic. And as Aristotle said, that's the virtues of a dying society. I cannot stand being around people that do nothing but talk. And it's funny, because this last week, I had one lady even say to me, because she was mad because I was calling out Donald Trump for his compromises before God. That's what preachers are called to do. Hey, listen, friends. If a preacher doesn't make you mad, it's because he's not doing his job. It's my job to preach out against sin, not to compromise it, not to overlook it, not to appease you. As a matter of fact, if you read the Bible, it says that we're to reprove those openly and rebuke them openly that sin, that others also may fear. And I'm trying to get back to this fact that the Lord has told us what not to walk away from, what not to get away from, because he told us to go back to the old paths. Jeremiah 6:16. But when you read Jeremiah 6, the Bible says that they would not take heed. They wouldn't hearken unto him. Listen carefully to the Lord. And they went on in their sinful ways. And then they reaped. As they sowed to the wind, they reaped the whirlwind. As they sowed to sin, they reaped death. Romans 6. And then I thought, well, what has happened in America? Why have we given over to this change that's been sold to you by a foreign agent, a criminal, an effeminate sodomite? How is it that you've been given over to the change that he's introduced? I mean, to our immorality from the founding values of this great country to lawlessness and the lawlessness that we see today? Do you know that the Bible clearly says in Proverbs 24:21? I want you to listen carefully to this because it is awesome. Proverbs 24:21. My son, fear the Lord. That's a filial fear, and it's diabolical to those that are in their sin. Fear the Lord, do not associate, and do not meddle with them that are given to change. Right? And then it says in verse 22, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Is that what we're seeing today? Yep. To those that are given to change, the Lord gives us the warning. And who knoweth the ruin of them both? Because calamity shall rise suddenly. See, America for the most part has, come on, let's call it for what it is. And by the way, for those that are practicing what they're preaching, you love this. This is the Word of God. But America for the most part has cowered shamefully, read Psalm 78, and refused to lawfully fight against evils. When you have God on your side to do that. And again, it was Abraham Lincoln who said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Love them or hate them. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. So, are we allowing our nation to be destroyed? Yes, of course, through apathy and tolerance. Are we seeing judgment turn backwards? Yep, we are. And by the way, you're seeing Hillary Clinton right now try to push through to the other side. She is literally trying to put light for darkness and darkness for light. The truth for the lie and the lie for the truth. Evil for good and good for evil. Righteousness for unrighteousness and unrighteousness for righteousness. She's trying to turn it upside down. They're trying to push it all the way through. The message to you, America, from corrupt politicians, hey, don't even worry about it. There's nothing you can do. You're done with. I want to tell you something, all those that say that, and all those that succumb to that message, they're liars. They're liars. And if they're telling you that there's nothing they can do, there's no truth in them, friends. They're telling you that there's everything in the world that you can do. And furthermore, if you've ever seen the prayer by George Washington, it's in the Congressional Record. The Republic will never, ever be destroyed. That was his vision. If you've not taken the time to see George Washington's vision, and of course you're going to have those that are going to scrutinize it, and that's good. Because we're not to add to or take away prophecy. Read Revelations 22. We're not supposed to do that. Add to or take away, that's good. But the fact of the matter is when you read it, there's a witness. So no matter how bad things get, just keep in mind, God is still on his throne answering his faithful. He's always there to answer his faithful. One of the things that I took time with yesterday on yesterday's show is I laid to the candor of my listeners in 53 countries that you have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of the United States of America. And I shared that. I want you to picture this with me, if you would. If you're going to be meeting with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, etc., right? 52 other signers. They want to know what has happened to America. What would you say? What would you say, America? And I can just suspect right now, the first thing that went through some of your minds was, who could you blame for the position that we're now in? You know, when I first got into ministry 20 years ago, I didn't want to be a part of the problem. I wanted to be a part of the answer. And my objective at that particular point was, going back to the lady that had taken some shots at me over the last week concerning the fruit of this ministry, that's all we have in this ministry is fruit. And we don't talk much about it because we want you to listen to others as to what they have to say. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and look at the endorsement page. We wanted to go to our posterity and reach out to our posterity who is being subjected to whoever, being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. We wanted to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And that has been the fruit of this ministry since day one. Remember how I told you just a couple minutes ago, I cannot stand listening to people that just talk. If they're not in the fight, I don't have ears to hear. And it's amazing how many people will sit around and listen to radio show hosts that do nothing but talk about the problem. They keep the gossip going. I mean, it's like the inquiry minds need to know. And these are the people that will put the fuel on the fire to keep it going. But they don't bring resolve. No. They're not a part of the battle plan, friends. They're not out there actually partaking with the fight. They don't have any scars. They don't have any wounds, friends. They've just got advice. And it's amazing to me how many people today will listen to teachers that have never been taught. Isn't that amazing? How many people today will listen to teachers that have never been taught? Do you know that I am not supposed to go outside of my testimony that I have in Jesus Christ? I dare not speak of those things which Christ has not wrought through me, said Paul in the book of Romans. And it amazes me how these teachers, they have so much to say because they have a head knowledge, but they've never experienced it to have the wisdom. And furthermore, God speaks to the heart, not the head. And I'll tell you what, when you're being led of the Spirit, He gives you an understanding that surpasseth all things. And that's why King David said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. But I can't stand people. And you know what's interesting that do nothing but talk? It's interesting, the people that are giving you the gloom and doom message constantly, they're teachers that have never been taught. They're teachers that have never been taught by Christ, that He is faithful. I mean, it reminds me of the guy that had the speaker in a local college, and he was a great orator, great speaker. And the guy went in with an apple in his pocket. And he looked up at the order after he asked, has anybody got any questions? And the young man took an apple out of his pocket and put it in his mouth and swished it around in his mouth. And he said to the order, he said, you know what? You're a great speaker. You know what to say, how to say it, when to say it. I've never seen a better speaker in all my life. And the man took another bite of his apple, swished it around in his mouth. And he looked at the speaker again and he said to him, I got a question for you. And the orator looked at him and said, well, I'm sure I have an answer for you. High in himself. The man that took a bite of the apple, put it in his mouth, swished it around in his mouth and said, sir, I got a question for you. Orator said, what's that? He said, is the apple in my hand, is it that I've been biting off, is it sour or is it sweet? The great orator said, I don't know if that apple is sour or sweet. I've never tasted of that apple. The man that had the apple in his hand said, neither have you tasted of my Jesus. Taste and see that the Lord is good, America, because He is. You're listening to too many teachers that have never been taught. Know who you follow. His name is Jesus Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brewer with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, it's, we were just kind of talking about, you know, being taught by teachers who have never been taught. And there's a whole lot of them. They're Pharisaical. They're Herodians. And they're the people that never bring about resolve. These are the people that offer up to you doom and gloom. Listen, no matter how bad it is, hey, folks, we can do this in Jesus' name. I want you to know that we can do this. And I want you to understand furthermore, a lady last week said to me, okay, so when you use the word of God, are we supposed to throw off those other leaders and then follow you? I have never once proposed, never one time, endorsed myself for anybody to follow me. I'm not looking for followers. I'm telling you who to follow. I'm pointing my finger just like the law and the prophets. I'm talking about every prophet from the past to the present. They have all pointed their finger back at the Christ. He's the one that we follow, friends, because it's when we quit following him is where we get in trouble. It's my job to slay the sin. It's my job to preach against sin. It's my job to lay the axe to the root of the tree. It's my job to drive you to the foot of the cross where I can do no more. It's now between you and him. That's what I do. I had a girl one time say to me, you know, every time I leave church, Bradley, she says, I got to go home and get in the Word. That's my job. That is my job. This is what I do. And this is what faithful preachers do because they delivereth souls. I can't stand, going back to my point that I was talking about during the last segment, people that just talk. And again, as I was sharing, friends, there's so many of them that act as if they're teachers that have never been taught. And then I gave you the analogy, friends, of the man in college who spoke to the great order. And he asked a great order. So is the apple in my hand? Is it sour and sweet after swishing it around in his mouth? And the great order looked at him and says, I don't know. I've never tasted of that apple. And he said, neither of you tasted of my Jesus. So don't sit there and talk to me about what you've never experienced before, because you're talking out of school. And there's a whole lot of that going on in this country, friends. My message is never one of doom and gloom. Like the Chinese, they have a word called crisis. And it has two different meanings. One is danger, and the other is opportunity. No matter how bad things get in this country, I see it as an opportunity, friends. And until you've put your eyes on the author and the finisher of your faith, Jesus Christ, you'll never understand what I'm talking about. He will cause you to overcome this world through Him that gives us the faith. Galatians 2:21. 2:20 and 2:21. I want to give you this analogy. I spent some time with Sam Kyle. He was the guy that was actually standing right next to Martin Luther King Jr. When he was shot dead. Matter of fact, he said they were just inside of the bedroom and everybody was leaving because he wasn't feeling very well, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said he was always funning around, he said. We got this all on video. He said he was always kidding around. He had a childlike humor. Of course, he had to because of the weight of the world, I'm sure. He had to lighten the load at some times. They walked out of that hotel room in Memphis, the Lorraine Motel. I've been there several times. And Sam said when they walked out, he said all of a sudden he goes, I heard a ping. And he said, I turned around and I seen Martin Luther King Jr. laying on the ground. And he said to me, he goes, I thought he was funning. By the way, I spent some time with Andrew Young, Roger Wilkins from the DOJ during that time in the 60s. Because I wanted to know for myself who Martin Luther King Jr. was. Because he's not at all what the state-controlled narrative is set to be. But I want you to hear this. He said, I turned around and Martin Luther, Michael King was his name, Jr., was laying in a pool of his own blood. And he said, at that time I knew it wasn't a joke. But I want you to hear this, because he told me a story that I don't think I'll ever forget. When we were in Tennessee, Reverend Sam Kyle told me of a story. It's a powerful story about his grandson. His grandson is Baby Quinn, and Baby Quinn had a complete heart transplant at the age of 10 days old. Okay? Baby Quinn had a complete heart transplant at the age of 10 years old. They found through an ultrasound that he had an underdeveloped heart. And the insurance company said that they would pay for the birth, but not the transplant, because it was experimental. Only 5 had been done, so they started to raise money. But Baby Quinn was the slogan they used. Baby Quinn needs heart was their campaign motto. People from all over sent their money. He said a couple in Chicago was losing their child, and they wanted Baby Quinn to have his heart. The doctors took the heart of the dying baby and did a complete heart transplant in the other. It was an absolute miracle. This is exactly what God does through the heart transplant of the Holy Ghost through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. He said it was an absolute miracle. The doctors got so caught up with Baby Quinn that they waived the fee in hospital and said, hey, listen, just pay what you can. We'll waive the rest. This couple in Chicago gave up their child's heart just like the Father in heaven did concerning Jesus Christ, so you and I could live. See, Baby Quinn is in his teens and plays soccer today. Every now and then, the donor's mother visits Quinn. She grabs him, she puts her head up to his chest so that she can listen to her baby's heart. Is that what the Father does to you? When the Father grabs a hold of you, does He hear the heartbeat of His Son, Jesus Christ, in you through the transformation that only the Holy Ghost can bring about through the born-again experience? That is scriptural, friends. It's not a bunch of religious fanatics out there. It really is in the Word of God, John 3:3. And of course, the state-controlled media is going to highlight a bunch of flaky people out there using Scripture way out of context because they want to misrepresent the Christ. That's what Satan has done since day one. Hey, folks, when God the Father grabs you and He puts His head up to your chest, who does He hear? Can He listen to His Son's heartbeat in you? Read Ezekiel 36 when you get a moment. I mean, folks, what an analogy. When we were dead in our trespasses and sins, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. And you know what's furthermore, friends, important for you to know? 2 Corinthians 5:15 says that we're to live for Him who died for us. Listen to me. We're to live for Him who died for us on the cross. See, we were hopeless without Him, and to those who receive Him, it is no longer us that lives, but Christ that lives through us. So, America, whose heartbeat does God hear in you? Because you're called to be more than an overcomer. You're called to be made a conqueror through Him that loved you. And keep in mind, in the natural, what I'm telling you in the spiritual, it's not how big the dog is in the fight. It's how big the fight is in the dog. And the analogy is in parallel to the Son who conquered through death on the cross of Jesus Christ. See, He was crucified. He was buried, and we're crucified with Him, and we're baptized with Him, but we're also risen again under the glory of the Father by the power of the Holy Ghost, Romans 6. And folks, when you have Him in you, there ain't no devil in hell. There's no circumstance which you see with your natural eyes what the Spirit of God cannot overcome. So no matter how bad things are in America, friends, I want to tell you, we can do this. We got Tom calling in from Wyoming. We got about a minute and a half. Oh, he just hung up? Okay. Yeah, that was, I don't know why, but people, you call in during the end of the show and I see you up on the caller screen and it's almost like, okay, I got to get to this point and then I get this point and, but anyways, I'll open them when I get you, okay? But friends, I want you to know that He is who He says He is. I'm telling you firsthand, He is who He says He is. Because people, if it weren't so, we wouldn't be here. I remember Chesterton said, you know, if it weren't for God, there would be no atheists, right? That's right. And by the way, atheism precedes communism, just so you know what that's all about. And you can read Psalm 14, the fool has said in his heart, so on and so forth. But I'm getting off track here a little bit. But we're coming to the end of the show, friends. And I just want to let you know, I just did a radio interview the other day out in New Orleans, Sunshine Radio, with our friend Linda. And great lady. And what was interesting is when we were doing the radio program, when we were doing the radio program, friends, how people are just so apt to just drive it right into the ground. I want to say this. We can do this. God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, but let it be the Spirit of God. Not by power, not by might, but by My Spirit, saith the Lord. But that means you act on your faith. That's how the world sees who you are in Christ. Faith without works is dead. I'll show you My faith by My works, right? And as you know, and to the new listener, every show I say, 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do here. Hey folks, action speaks a lot louder than words, and the world is dying to see the answers that God has to bestow through us, the church. Okay? 78% of you listening to me right now profess to be Christians. Let's start acting the part, all right? And let's see what He won't do on our behalf. He said, call unto Me, and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not, folks. We can do this. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.